Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We got our man, friend of the show, three-point sniper, world champion, Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour. Rob, did Eddie pick the Clippers like us? Do you remember?
He did. I think he did. We'll have to ask.
Get his thoughts. But obviously, whether he did or not, I'm sure he's surprised.
I mean, like, look at the list, Chris. I mean, we're
in, oh,
we're
no, it's crazy. List. It's crazy. All right, Rob, let's get into, let's move to college football. And, of course, the news of the day outside of the Clippers going down is that the Big Ten is going up. In other words, they are going to be playing football again. Remember, August 11th, they announced that they were postponing all fall sports, of course, including college football in the Big Ten. But now, today, their Council of Presidents and Chancellors voted unanimously to resume the football season starting October 23rd and 24th, that weekend, Rob. They'll play about 8 games, each team. And that'll be enough for them to, you know, get that in right before they pick the college football, you know, the 4 teams that make it to the bowl championship series. So the playoff. What are your general thoughts? Let me start.
And we should say, I think Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, has also said that news about other sports, Chris, could come as soon as tomorrow. You know, like,
okay,
because,
okay,
you know, like, you're bending on college football. You know, the other sports are saying, what about us? Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like this can't be just about, so I'm sure that's why that announcement, because otherwise, what does it look like? The money grab for just college football.
Well, and I think this, Rob, we know it's a money grab.
I know.
That's all it is. And look, I don't know if I'm expecting the other sports to play. But I won't be surprised if they don't. And I think that while the other athletes might be upset, and I guess rightfully so, this will let you know if you didn't already know.
Right.
Right? This is what it's about. So again, when all the other stuff comes up, pay to play, you know, paying the athletes, obviously they can now capitalize on their likenesses and things like that. But when all this other stuff comes up, I don't want to hear about student athletes.
Neither do I. I'm with you. This makes the case stronger, Chris, that they were school employees.
Yep.
Because you're asking them to be essential workers and work during a pandemic. You can say
yep.
whatever you want.
That's right. Absolutely right. Because why? The people that count on the money, and I'm not just talking about the coaches getting rich and all that.
Right.
The other people, the regular administrators, secretaries, all the people that work in the athletic department and count on that money, they need you to play. They need you
done,
to go to work.
Yep, they do. To go to work, Chris, you said it. And you got to remember, those schools, Chris, when that big money, TV money started rolling in, they started taking the money from the athletic budget. And like, oh no, they don't contribute anymore. Now it's got to come from the football money.
So right.
Now, you know, and now that's what they say.
Point.
Well, we don't have any money. No, you have money. You just don't contribute anymore.
Right.
And you don't want it. What university could doesn't have money? They got endowments. They got money.
Yep.
All of them.
And I'll tell you this, Rod. This just came in to me. Kevin Warren, when he announced that, you know, the announcement about the other sports will be coming in.
Yes.
Tomorrow maybe. This was overheard on an open mic. What about the others? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Volleyball. Oh yeah. You know what? All right, we'll say something tomorrow.
Right.
And you I mean, they ain't even thinking about the other sports.
I know Kevin Warren, Chris. He was an executive with the Lions. Got to know him. Great guy. Happy for him. You know.
Do you think he's been put in a bad position? Because obviously it wasn't just his decision alone.
It's not his decision, Chris. Right. It's not. I mean, and he's a commissioner. But you know those presidents are the ones that dictate. And I don't care if it's Kevin Warren or somebody else who's in that chair.
Well, it's just like the pro commissioners. You work for the owners.
Yes, yes.
So you're right. And I think hopefully, this won't cost him a job or anything like that, but it's unfortunate that it looks, you know, when people put a name to kind of the way maybe they feel the Big Ten has bungled this.
Right, right.
His name's going to be associated, unfortunately.
And you know what? I don't look at it that way from the standpoint of better to be safe than sorry. And at that time, I thought that that was the right decision and they were going to be leaders, Chris, not followers. And just because the other schools decided that they were going to do something and do it quicker, you know, and put it out there, right. I'm not mad at them. I'm really not.
To me, the key, and Robert Smith touched on this the last hour, the key is the myocarditis. You know, if that's what, when they announced this on August 11th and they had the corresponding information, supposedly, that, what was it, 65? We were reading high percentages of the athletes were showing inflammation of the heart, could be myocarditis, things like that. When that came out, Rob, I thought, okay, you can't play, right? You can't put these, because even if they're not showing symptoms, even if they get over it in a couple weeks and it seems like no big deal, if the chances are great or good that they could get myocarditis down the line, you can't play. But now, apparently, a lot of that reporting has been debunked or turned back. And so if they don't have signs of long-term health damage, then I'm okay with it. Because, like I said, in a lot of these states, you just can't tell me that 10-year-olds can play Little League football and high school kids can play high school football, but the college kids can't play. And so that's when I'm sure, you know, it just doesn't seem to make sense. And so I'm fine with them playing as long as, you know, everything's on the up and up and, if, you know, there aren't the signs that of long-term damage to the heart from COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's fluid. I still don't think we'll know what the long-term effects are. But it's just all over the place and it's open for interpretation, Chris. And there's no hard, fast evidence on one side or the other. So that's why I think that they're going to chance it. You know what I mean? I think that's why they'll roll the dice with it, especially when there's an incentive that's money that's on the table.
Look, I think the money, obviously, was a huge part of this. I think the medical situation clearing up to, you know, to at least as far as the myocarditis is concerned, that's a huge part. And you know what else I think is a huge part, Rob? And maybe arguably the biggest part, FOMO. You know what FOMO is?
No, what is that?
Fear of missing out. Oh, that's okay. What the young FOMO. Kids, you know, the social media savants say. FOMO, fear of missing out. Because you're looking at somebody else's social media and they're partying and, right, everything's looking grand.
I thought you were about to say a slur or something. I didn't know what that was.
No, but I think that's a big part of this, Rob. I mean, you're looking at the SEC is playing. The ACC is playing. You know, other conferences are playing. High school kids are playing. The NFL got off to a great weekend. Pop Warner's playing in our state. Fear of missing out. You looked bad. You looked like, what? Why? Why can't you play? I think that was a part of it, Rob.
I don't disagree. And all the people who just refuse to give up. And, you know, as I told you, all these coaches and all the speeches and all the places and all the rallies or whatever right. They were putting together, it just never went away. They didn't accept it. Like say, some of the schools in maybe The Pac-12. Well,
Nebraska.
Well, I'm saying like the Pac-12, Ohio State, they did Michigan. Because like the state of California, you couldn't even practice, Chris.
Right,
so,
right.
So that made it easier, you know what I mean? Like easier to accept because it was a state mandate, not a school mandate or a conference mandate.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, USC now, their football players wrote a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom saying they want to play. They're asking for clearance so they can practice and play. And it's interesting, Rob, because and I'm not jumping on the kids, you know, but before the ruling came down that they weren't going to play in the Pac-10, I mean, the kids were and again, I don't want to say this in a way it's going to sound like I'm mocking them. I'm not. But for lack of a better phrase, they were talking tough, you know, about, you know, we'll sit out and we better get this and we better get that. You know what I mean? And now it seems like they're all but begging to get back in and play. And again, they're kids, okay? So I'm not 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I'm not jumping on them. But it is a serious about-face, it seems, that they've done.
Yeah, because you know what? Ultimately, FOMO. Players want to play. No, right. So it
right, they're looking,
good
if you're in the Pac-10,
time.
Right? If you're in the Pac-12 and you're seeing all the other Power Five conferences are playing. And you're like, especially, you know, you're a guy, and obviously some of the guys don't need this season to get to the pros, but a lot of them do. Most of them do. You know, so you're a guy that's banking on getting to the NFL. And you want to show your stuff. And so you want to play. And I get it. You know, so it's a fluid situation, man. So gut feeling, obviously we don't know. Gut feeling, Rob, does the Pac-12, are they next? Within the next week or so, do you think we'll hear an announcement from them that they're going to be playing?
Yeah, I think so. I think so because it would be hard for them to be able to totally justify. And then again, you got the governor now taking a look at it. If he was so hell-bent against it, and he could have just said, it ain't happening. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they gave the NFL an exemption in the state of California, and it would be hard-pressed to be able to legitimize that, Chris, once you'd said that the football teams get to play. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're playing the same sport and doing the same thing, and there's a potential of the same risk.
Yep, you're right on the money with that one. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Where you stand on this? Are you in agreement with the Big Ten's decision to start playing football again, or do you disagree? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Tell us your answer and why on The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you in agreement with the Big Ten's decision to resume playing football? And will you, let's throw this out too, Rob, will you have a problem if the other fall sports aren't playing? 877-99 on Fox.
I would have a bigger problem with that if they didn't, you know, bring them all back. All right, let's start with.
I don't think you'd be surprised, though.
No, I wouldn't be, but it wouldn't be right. Let's start with Chris in Tucson. She's in Tucson on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Well, it's good to listen to you all. I enjoy it every evening on my way home. But
thank you,
thank you, we appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm, of course, part of the Pac-12, and I don't know if they're going to follow suit or not. There's some challenges there, but I would say that if the rest of the fall sports don't play, then they would be missing out on one key aspect, and that is when you bring back football, all these guys are potentially getting their job interview tapes out there, and that's pretty important for the school to allow that if they can do it in a healthy manner with quick testing and all that. So I'd like to see it for volleyball and men's basketball and women's basketball and all of that. But the other thing is, when you said it was a money grab, yes, because the athletic departments need this money, because unfortunately a lot of these sports, you know this, are not.
Well, they all run off football and basketball.
Right, yep.
Yes, exactly. And so I think the football players probably realize that. And so to bring football back is probably trying to keep a lot of these schools from cutting some of these other athletic programs.
There's no doubt
right,
about it,
right.
Chris.
That's fair. And but what Rob and I are just saying is, okay, when it's time for the kids to want to get paid, then remember this.
Right. Remember
that's all
that
we're
they
saying.
Came to play during
right.
the pandemic. That's all. Sheldon in Utah. Oh, sorry, Chris. Thank you for the call in Tucson.
Thank you, Chris.
We appreciate you. Sheldon in Utah, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
Really doing great. Doing great. I love the show. Appreciate
Thank
y'all
you.
Doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had a question. I'm for them playing, by the way, but I hear the argument, and I understand, you know, the long-term effects that could happen from I think it's myocarditis.
Yep. Yeah. Heart inflammation.
Yeah, but I'm also wondering, like, if that's a worry there on that, how come there's not a worry on the long-term effects with CTE? With players playing?
Well, that's a fair question. And I think there are worries about CTE, but I think players count up the cost, right? You know now when you decide to play football, or when you let your kid play football, they go further, right? As you get older, this could become a possibility.
But we've already seen, like, kids playing Pop Warner and whatnot, less and less kids are playing at a younger age, Chris, where they're playing tackle football, because parents don't want them to go through all that, you know, at 7 or 9 years old or whatever, banging heads. So they're trying to delay it before they start playing tackle football. That's one way they're trying to do to limit the amount of hits you have at a young age. So
right.
we've seen that.
I don't know what the science says, but generally the little kids aren't hitting hard enough. But
I'm just
sometimes
saying, but
you
number,
will have helmet-to-helmet contact, obviously, because a lot of times they don't know what they're doing, you know?
They don't got the technique down.
Right, right, right.
All right, Chris in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Good show.
Thank you.
I don't think they should be playing, but I understand they're going to because of the money is just too great for them not to play. And the kids are going to want to play because they want to play. It's their opportunity, right? The problem I have with what, and you guys have talked about it before, is the power that the players have, right? In college and we're really talking about football here. In college and even the pros to a lesser extent, they don't have the power. They don't have real power, because any group that says we're not going to play, well, okay, there's 30 kids behind you that will play, right?
Well,
so even if they make a stance, they're not. The schools will deal with it. I mean, there's other guys.
I don't know,
because
I mean, in the past when we've seen, like, the University of Missouri, what was that, 2015, Rob, I believe, and they're not a powerhouse, as we all know. When those kids decided they weren't playing until the president was fired, essentially, he was gone in 3 days.
Right.
And so, and again, that's not, you know, Alabama or Auburn or somebody like that. So I get what you're saying, because you can try to get replacement players if it's the NFL. You can, you know, get lesser players if it's college
right.
football. But that'll take a while. Yeah,
it's
right. Not quickly.
Won't be there, but
not
eventually
quickly.
People will fill in, I think. And it's the same with the pros, I think, to a lesser extent. But I think it's the same with the pros. You know, they can, obviously the top players have a lot of power, and especially like in basketball, in the NBA, the top players have a lot of power, but you know, some other guy says, well, you know, I'm number 8 on the team. Trust me, somebody else wants that spot.
Role players don't have the power. Like
No, you're right.
Kaepernick showed that.
It's
right?
Always,
Rob,
it's, right.
If he
if
was
he
Russell
was starting,
Wilson.
Right, it was totally different.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So, good
Thanks
call.
For the call, Chris. Appreciate you too. Ryan in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Ryan in New York.
Hello?
Yep. This is Ryan in New York?
No, it's Randy in New York. But
Randy, okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, it's absolutely the right decision to make the Big Ten play, not only because I'm a Cornhusker fan, but come on, man. There's been no problems in the NFL. I know it's only week one. No problems in college. And you know what? Who cares if the Pac-12 doesn't play? They were talking all tough before, but they're never involved in seriously in the championship conversation anyway. So you know what? Sit out a year. Who gives a crap? We don't need you. Let the big boys play.
All the bravado and whatnot, but I don't think that's the reason that they weren't playing. It's because they don't factor in. It was for health reasons.
Right. It sounds mean what he said, but Rob, he is right. The Pac-12 is just not a factor anymore for the most part.
Yeah,
I mean, get it. It's not fair. I mean, they're college players; they should play. But I get where he's coming from. He's kind of being
the Big Ten's not a factor other than Ohio State over the last 30 years.
Right, they were number two.
No, I'm
and
just saying,
Ryan Day is a good coach. But you're right. Overall, yes, they haven't been as strong as the SEC, but Ohio State is a factor.
Let's squeeze in one more. Justin from Tucson. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Love the show. And
Thank you.
We love you out here in Tucson as well. And my question is this. I want to address the question of bringing back all the fall sports. If we're just bringing back football, has anyone looked at whether or not there would be a Title IX issue by not bringing back female varsity sports or any of the other sports?
No, I was just going to say, I'm sure that's why they said they're going to have a press conference or whatever tomorrow to make an announcement. Because
right.
If that were the case and it was just the men's Division I football, I think the women at the school could file suit against the NCAA or at least force its hand. So I do believe you're right on that Title IX would come into play.
And there's no doubt that if they want to push it into play, it'll be into play. Here's the issue. The women's sports don't make any money. And how do the women's sports exist? Just like the rest of the men's sports, lacrosse and cross country and all that, wrestling, because of college football. So if the college football, if the chancellors or presidents or whoever, if they want to flex and say, look, if you file this, you know, we're not going to be able to have your sport. If you make a stink out of this, it's only going to hurt you. Now, just for this year, we need to do it this way. I'm just saying there's some Title IX, certainly, if they want to make it a big deal, is going to be a factor. But with the money and the situation the way it is, that's another part of the story too, Rob. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. Absolutely. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the women.
I think they'll probably end up playing. Yeah, they'll end up playing all the sports. Right. All right. We got our man Eddie House coming up momentarily. Can't wait to hear his take on the Clippers last night. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Odd Couple is brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. No stinging, no burning, just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. He's an NBA champion. He's a three-point sharpshooter. He also played for Doc Rivers, and we're going to ask him about that. It's our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, bro?
Yo. What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all feeling?
We are great. Now, we couldn't remember. Rob and I, as you probably remember, picked the Clippers to win it. Were you one that picked the Clippers as well?
No, I gave you guys about five teams that I feel. I didn't go on either team. I felt like that this year was so wide open with no home court advantage that it was a number of teams that had legitimate shots to win it. I didn't pick one team in particular at all. You go back.
Okay. How surprised were you by the Clippers' demise?
And Kawhi, a no-show in such a big game.
Oh, man. You extremely surprised. The reason why is just the way that they did it. You know, you don't like to say the word, oh, they choked. But, I mean, that's about.
They choked.
There's no other way to say it.
That's about the perfect example of it right there.
Right.
Three straight games, you're up you know, two of them you're up almost 20 points, and then you're up double figures in the last game, and you have Kawhi, who was supposed to be the one of the best top five players in the league, and which I still think he is. That doesn't take anything away. You can have one bad game. We're highlighting that, but I think that it was surprising, just with the talent, the depth that they had. Very, very disappointing in how they played, you know, because you get a lead like how you had the lead, the way you played the game, then all of a sudden Denver forced you to play their game.
Yep.
And you start looking at the threes that were jacked up in the first four games. It was only 29 threes that the Clippers were averaging. In the last three games, it was 34. So now you're playing into their game, you know, with that. And that's just not their game. There's not a knockdown, dead-eye three-point shooter that we can call out on the Clippers team, and they have no business taking that many threes. So it's a combination of the players not recognizing what they were supposed to be doing and sticking to the script, and also the coaching.
Well, I'm glad you went there, and obviously you played for Doc Rivers in Boston. Eddie, Doc's been there 7 years now with great talent. You know, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, obviously this year, and has yet to get past the second round. A lot of years where they underachieved. How much of this is on Doc?
I think you have to put I think it's on the coaching, on coaching and the players as well. You can't just put it on one side or the other. I think the players have to also go out there and do the things that you know, he was saying. If you listen to one of his speeches, they kind of showed it on the game when he was talking before the game, you know,
play free.
But I don't think that means play for the three. I think that means, hey, move the ball, play basketball, and don't worry about anything, though. And it was telling, the two different speeches. And Mike Malone was more of, we belong here. We supposed to win this game. And Doc was almost pleading to his guys, come on, man, y'all play together. Please get out there, share the ball, play hard. And in a game seven, a coach shouldn't have to say that to his team.
Rob, if I may follow up, Doc talked about how guys were fatigued. And even there was an anonymous quote in the Undefeated where it was like dudes were asking out after 3 minutes. And Kawhi, for one, I mean, he wasn't the only one. He looked gassed, though, late in the games, last few games. How much – I know it's not high school where the high school coach can just make you run suicides, right, and get your butt in shape. How much of that, if your players aren't in shape, from the outside I look at it like, well, that's the coach's job to get them in shape. How much of it's on the coach and how much of it is on these professional players to make sure they're in shape? Because can a coach at the pro level make you run – you know, line drills and all that to get in shape? Like, tell us about that whole dynamic.
Hey, talk about line drills, man. I played for Pat Riley for 3 years in the early 2000s. So when you talk about running, he got us in shape and he made sure he in shape. No surprise that Miami is a team that is here that's playing and nobody looks gassed on their team. They're always going to be in optimum condition and they're going to be well prepared. But that's all, to me, coming in is all on the player. Making sure that you are prepared to do your job, number one. And the coach has to recognize that, but it's hard in a regular season, especially with 8 games to finish out the year and they're playing for seeding and things like that. It's hard to run your guys in practice and if you know when you have 8 games. And so to me, it's more so on the players. I just don't believe in the fact that fatigue should even came into play. You have 4 months off. You should have been able to you should have been excited. You should have been chomping at the bit to get back on the court to be able to have some sort of normalcy in all the things that were going on. So I will have to blame the majority on the players as far as not coming into shape.
Real quick on the Eastern Conference, what do you make of some people thinking that Kemba Walker should be taking some of the big shots at the end? Is there any issue there or not? Or are you happy with the way the Celtics are doing it? I know he's saying he should play better, but some people think he should be taking some of the game winners or the bigger shots at the bigger moments.
Well, I think that goes into however the game is unfolding. I think if one player has it rolling, you can't just all of a sudden say, hey, man, I'm going to take it out of your hands and we're going to put it in his hands because he's supposed to be the guy that's getting the shot. Jason Tatum didn't have it going. Kemba Walker hit some big shots. Yeah, in that game, you will want to see Kemba Walker maybe have an opportunity, but it didn't happen that way. Moving forward, we know that Jason Tatum has to play better down the stretch.
Right.
He has to make plays not only for himself but also for his team, for his teammates. And I just think that's going to be one of those drag-out, hard-fought, classic Eastern Conference games. And, I mean, you look at the block by Bam Adebayo, that is Eastern Conference basketball at its best. We're going to defend the rim. It doesn't matter who's coming in here. We're going to protect it. It was like flashes of Zoe Mourning, one of my former teammates, contesting everything at the rim. I mean, I think it's going to be a real, real fun series moving
forward.
Eddie,
we need this answer within 30 seconds. If the Lakers get out of the West, how much of a chance do you give the Eastern Conference winner? Now, I know anything can happen. So outside of, you know, you never say never, how much of a legitimate chance do you give the winner of the East to win it all?
Man, neither team has two players to the caliber of the Lakers. And if the Lakers continue to hit the three the way they've been hitting the three and defending the perimeter, the way they've been defending the perimeter, I think they're going to be a tough out for any team that they're going to be facing. But don't get me wrong. Denver is going to be – it's not going to be easy. Jamal Murray is feeling where he's at right now. He's feeling like he's emerging as one of the best, and Jokic creates such a big problem with his abilities, passing abilities, and stretching the floor abilities. So I think they have a great chance, though.
All right. That's all right. Our man, Eddie House. Thank you, brother, as always. We appreciate it.
Yep, y'all be easy, man.
All right, E-House. It's the freshest segment in radio. Shop Talk is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob on a Worship Wednesday, and it is time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, strap on a pair and listen to the hottest growing sports radio station in the country with the best show, The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, listen to you. So, and you know what? I'm glad you're saying that, because tomorrow I will not be on the show, but tomorrow, Chris, is our anniversary.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
No way.
2 years.
Two full years
as a full-time show.
How you gonna take off our anniversary?
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what? I got a dentist appointment.
No wonder you ain't still married.
and we start our third year tomorrow, which is amazing.
That's
incredible.
I know
of all days, that's the day I have to go. So,
well, Rob.
It's been a great 2 years, I think.
We're doing well. I'm very happy.
I love you, man.
That's what I was waiting for.
Well, we all, the four of us, you know, the main guys, it's been fun so far.
Yes.
I'll tell you guys, man, I've been here for a cool minute at Fox. This has been one of the funnest shows I've worked on. So it's been a blessing, guys.
Thank you, my man.
I know that we all share kind of otherworldly interests and sometimes outside the world of sports, as we like to do here on Shop Talk. So, guys, I'm sure you've seen this, that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 30 years since the man was opened up and we all became a family member with the whole crew there. And I thought this was interesting, guys. I want to get your take real quick, is that it says Will Smith is going to be opening that little side pad he was staying at for people to rent in October. I think it's only $30 for the night, and you get to stay by the pool, enjoy the whole thing. So
$30?
Yeah, $30.
You don't have access to the whole house.
Sadly not. Just the little wing
changes everything.
I know.
I mean, but you still could get a picture there.
Yeah, that
right.
is.
Right. Because I thought it was a whole house, so my first question to you guys was going to be, when are we going? But I know it's just the little wing now, so.
Yeah, now we can't all stay
the
in
question,
that
though, I want to ask you guys, because I think this will be interesting. So let's say I'll give you the ability to choose any of your favorite sitcoms, TV shows. Is there a place, a house, an apartment that you would love to stay in from your favorite show, if I could let you? Where would it be? Let's start with Chris.
Well, I got an interesting one you both will go, wow, yeah, you know what? That's right. How about the Batcave?
Yo, really?
His whole house. So, right? So you had the house that was nice, or apartment, whatever it was, Bruce Wayne, And then you got the Batcave underneath it.
Stately Wayne Manor.
Yes.
That's where they live.
That's right. Stately in Gotham.
That's right.
So, yeah, that would probably be my ultimate. I was trying to think, because, you know, you got a different Strokes had a nice apartment, right?
Oh, they lived
in
a big apartment, yeah.
Jeffersons had a deluxe apartment in the sky, right? Yep. But, I mean, I guess the Cosby Show, probably a nice brownstone in Brooklyn. But you think about a lot of the shows and, you know, Happy Days. They weren't like, they're just regular little houses.
You
right?
ready for mine? You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to stay in the dorm on a different world with some of the...
Co-eds.
Co-eds. Can I stay in the dorm or is it...
You're a little old for that
you
now.
Can.
What? No, I'm not. What?
They're, you would be like legal. That chef. Who was the chef? Remember him? The bald guy that was the chef.
Oh, is that going to be me?
No, nah, actually, though, that's a good one, Rob. That is a good choice.
That was bad, right?
Yeah, that's a good
Alex,
choice.
Alex, what about you?
You know what's funny, though, Rob? I'm thinking about this is whose complex is bigger, Bruce Wayne's or Chris Broussard's? Because I see he's trying to stay at the Batcave. I don't know which one's
that's
bigger,
right.
though. Is that a downsize for you, Chris, if you go to the Batcave?
That would be a downsize.
It's in Manhattan. It was, where was it? Was it the Lower East Side?
I think so.
Mid East Side, probably? I'm sure it was nice. So.
You know what's funny, though, CB, is I'm real simple, and I know myself, even if I got the job opportunities and my own show, yada, 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 if they wanted me to live in New York, I don't think I could do it. But if I had an opportunity to do it for a day and stay somewhere, I'm a big fan, I'd go stay in, like, the little place that Jerry Seinfeld was staying in Seinfeld.
Really?
Seinfeld. I would love that lifestyle, just to be close to your friends.
You just say it for a day.
That's what I mean. It's supposed to be like for a night or something.
Right.
You know?
You're like, I'll do it, but I'm not. I need my
CB,
fresh air.
Like,
so you don't. You couldn't live in New York.
Nah, man.
I actually prefer New York to L.A.
I mean, I'm sure it's better. It's just like the city atmosphere and lifestyle. Go, 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 go. I'm really
like
slow paced, man.
And it's exact opposite for me, which is crazy because I was born in New York.
You prefer
and now
L.A.
You're in L.A. Yeah.
And I prefer L.A. and I would like to stay here as long as I can. You know what I mean? To be honest, I like
the lifestyle. Is it mainly the weather or just the culture? Because as you know, better than me, the culture is so different. I like the culture in New York, the urban culture. But I'd say Batman. Lee, you got a place you'd stay?
I'd probably go with, this is an old one, but the Munster's house.
The month 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah,
very
man.
Nice.
Do that or the Addams Family. Yeah, haunted
only
house.
I would know the only I would know the address. Right?
I didn't know Lee. Right. I didn't know you rolled like that, Lee.
Hell yeah, man.
You
like living
under
dangerously,
the
huh?
Yeah, man. With,
I guess so.
What was the creature beneath the stairwell? That'd be great.
Right. All right. We got 1 hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.